You're listening to the Jason Greger Show podcast, brought to you by Lakewood Chev, the 2018 Canadian Chevrolet Dealer Raider Dealer of the Year. That's four consecutive years. If you're looking for better experience and great service, check them out at Lakewood Chev, a better customer experience. Let's get to Workout Wednesday. Brought to you by Custom Fit. Want to look good, eat good, feel good? Go to CustomFit.ca and they will set up a program that works for you. Paul Plakas from Custom Fit joins us. Also debuting a new show with Jeff Woods this Saturday morning at 9 a.m. Plakas, what's the name of your show?
Hello, Greger. We're called The Fitness Guys.
The Fitness Guys.
Yeah, you know what? And it's not going green already. I've already argued with Woods. We haven't even done one show yet.
Nice.
It's going to be a mess.
Okay.
I'll be surprised if we last a week.
It's kind of like I can just picture you guys as the SNL skit, like Steve Martin, the wild and crazy guys as the Fitness Guys. That's kind of what I'm visualizing.
That's about it, man. Yeah. Oh, it's good. It's terrible.
So, now, hey, you guys are going to talk fitness. You're going to talk nutrition. You're going to have a lot of different experts on, including yourself. So I'm very much looking forward to that show. If somebody's really you want to be healthier, listen to that show every Saturday morning. It'll be great. Now, today I want to talk about triggers. And, you know, Oiler fans get a little twitchy when you mention Milan Lucic right now. It's a trigger for their frustration, right?
So right, yeah.
I'll make that towards food choices for when people are hungry or not. And a lot of times that leads to a lot of bad choices. And so how do you eliminate those, or how do you become aware of them?
Yeah, exactly. So a lot of times you don't even feel hungry, or you had no intention of eating something. And then all of a sudden something happens. It triggers your brain to want to eat. Or maybe you're hungry all of a sudden. So one of the simplest ones is having too much accessibility to food and having it around you too much. So if in your home, you should have it so that you don't have that much junk food and bad food in your house. So a lot of times, for example, what will happen is you could just be thinking of, oh, I have some Rocky Road ice cream in my fridge. And because it's there, you want to eat it. If it's not there, you would not drive to the convenience store to pick it up because you don't desire it that much. But because it's so easily accessible to you, you're going to eat it. Same thing if there's like a bowl of nuts or a bag of chips in the house. You're making it too easy on yourself to gain weight if your goal is to lose weight.
Funny you say that, because last night as I was rolling around in frustration trying to get my television hooked up, I stopped at Rona, and guess what? I bought a bag of M&M's because I was just rattled. I was like, I need some right now, and I haven't eaten sweets. I was just, it makes total sense. I wasn't hungry.
And that's what they do. They do that at an equipment store, so they put chocolate bars and pop right by the counter to stimulate your brain. Hey, I want that. If it wasn't there, you wouldn't even get it. But it's because it's so easily accessible, your brain immediately wants it.
Oh yeah, I get it, and it makes perfect sense. So I understand it. Now, what about the time of week? Are we most vulnerable to bad choices? Is there a time of day or week?
No, that varies from person to person, but there are some common ones. Like for example, I always tell people, you're good lots of times in your day or during the week. Figure out for yourself, when are you most vulnerable to making bad choices? So a lot of people say it's after I have supper and before I go to bed. You just had supper. Why would you need to eat more before you go to bed? You're not exercising. You're not hungry because you just ate. It's because of the habits you formed and the triggers. It could be the trigger of the TV or the movie, or if you like to play video games or whatever, or just being on the couch. Because you've done it so many times, your body says, well, let's do that again because that's what you do. So pay attention to, are you eating because you just done that before? Are you hungry? Do you even desire anything that's sweet or salty? Maybe you need to change your environment. Maybe you just need to get out of the house and do something different. Maybe you need to walk the dog during the time where you're most likely to want to eat in front of the TV, or go somewhere else and leave the environment. That's sort of the key, is create new habits that are healthy.
It is interesting. I think snacking late for a lot of people is one of our weaknesses.
Yeah, it definitely is for sure one of the big ones. Another one is sometimes people, they like to eat before they have supper. So they come home from work and they immediately go into the house and get a snack, even though supper's going to be ready in about 30 to 40 minutes. So that's another thing, is because maybe you did that when you were a teenager coming home after school and the parents didn't have supper ready, and you just carried that habit into your adulthood. Sometimes it's at work. Co-workers are bringing in treats. It's somebody's birthday. You're celebrating something. You're not even hungry. You just had lunch, but because there's a cake there, you're going to eat that. It could be a weekend thing. Maybe you're good during the week, but when you go out with friends, they push alcohol on you. They push sharing desserts with you. They push, you know, if you want to socialize with them, you got to eat and drink. So there's triggers that are causing you to eat and drink when you're not even hungry or desire to eat. That's what you need to be aware of, and what's causing you the most issues.
So how do people find out what these triggers are? How do you become aware of them?
Well, that's the thing, is I always help, when I do a consult with somebody, I go through how they exist in their day. So I say, okay, Monday, what time do you wake up? What do you eat? When do you have your next snack? Why did you have that snack? Or why did you eat this? I try to find out reasons why they ate. If it was just a regular meal and it's healthy, great. If it's not, what caused that habit? Are you repeating that habit? If it's a one-off, it's not a big deal. But when it's repeated over and over again, then it becomes not a treat. It becomes a pattern of unhealthy choices you're making. And the other thing you need to watch out for is the people you hang out with, right? Your friends, your family, your coworkers, whoever causes you to make bad choices more easy is the key. After hockey, if you're going for beer and chicken wings, hey, you just packed on a lot more calories than you burned off in your shitty hockey game. So you need to be aware of that kind of situation.
Yeah, that makes sense. I get it.
Sometimes it's the significant other. Maybe you want to lose weight. Maybe they're fine. They're always ordering in fast food or Chinese food, pizzas, that kind of stuff. So it's virtually impossible for you to make any good healthy choices when they're chowing down on high-fat, sugary, salty foods. So that becomes a problem. You need to get them on board. Everybody has to look at their own situations and what obstacles stop them from making good choices and what triggers them to eat when they don't even need to eat or want to eat in the first place.
Paul Plakas from Custom Fit. Plakas, what's on schedule for the debut show this Saturday? What are you guys talking about?
All right, the first one, we're going to be talking about body fat, like how it comes onto your body, how it leaves the body, the whole process of that, and every method out there that everybody's talking about how to get rid of fat and whether it's true or not. So we're going to discuss everything, liposuction, cool sculpting, cardio or weights for fat loss, everything you ever want to know about fat loss. We're going to give you the reality check on that, because that seems to be the number one thing everybody spends their money on, is how to get the six-pack abs and how to get rid of fat off your body. So we'll start with that.
Hard to do, man. Hard to do. Six-pack
sure
abs. You got to be highly motivated. Definitely in the kitchen, man. The kitchen, for sure. Have you ever had six-pack?
Oh, I still do, man. What are you talking about?
Jeez.
Have you not seen me with my top off yet?
Thank God, no.
Maybe I'll post a picture of me before the show starts. How about that? Give everybody something to strive for.
Why don't you do that? Yeah. All right, Plakas. We'll tune in Saturday morning at 9 o'clock.
Thank you. Bye-bye.